Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, okay. I was not able to hear you. Sorry about that.
No worries. Okay, so I filled out the form. How do you want me to send it over?
Send me on the same email.
Okay. So do I just download it? What do I do here?
Just go ahead and save it. All right, and attach the form again on the email. You're
Okay.
using Gmail, correct? Or are you using
No, Outlook.
Outlook? All right, okay. Let me just go ahead and open Outlook. So,
Oh,
just
just put it on
reply
there.
back. If you can see a reply option over there,
There should
I'll
be,
just,
yes, hang on.
yeah, just type in Control R to the same email. Just click on the email and type in Control R.
Okay, and then I'll attach the file. Okay, it's sent. So
It sent. Okay, let
it
me
should,
check on my end. Hey, you there?
Hi, yeah.
Hey, I still haven't received the email. I'm checking on it. All right, so I got the form right in front of me. That is the business email Rescue Canada Resource Group, INC. Do you want the same logo on the website, or do you want us to go ahead and, show you some of the designs that we can go to?
We would love to see some options.
Well, that's what I thought. I'll just go ahead, see what we can go ahead and design for you for Rescue Canada. All right, and what is this business about? Like, are you guys rescuing, like, if someone is drowning on the ocean or something like that? Do they give you a call or something like that? What is this about, actually?
No, so essentially we actually train first responders,
People to survive.
RCMP, fire departments, SAR departments, the general public on water safety, helicopter safety, ice rescue. What else do we do? We do rope rescue, winter survival, so avalanche training, just basic winter survival. We do first aid. We do youth programs as well. We also offer site and task and risk assessments, standby safety and rescue, site access, safety and rescue consulting, a lot of contract work as well.
All right, well, that's good. or maybe I could, maybe I could go ahead and have an admission and, you know, learn a few things.
Yeah.
All right, and the principal purpose of the website, you typed in user-friendly platform to showcase our products and services to both B2B and B2C clients. Site should have a Shopify e-commerce platform or equivalent equipment sales course calendar that we can update for upcoming courses and events. All right, so you typed in Shopify. All right, so do you have a Shopify store with you, or do you want us to go ahead and do a Shopify store? And I do have good suggestions and recommendations if you want me to go ahead and let you know.
We have already purchased a Shopify domain. We've been trying to build it, and it's been going nowhere. So we can give you access to that.
You guys bought a domain from Shopify?
Not a domain. We have Shopify already. We just haven't built. We haven't built or launched the website from there.
So my question first, why did you guys choose Shopify?
Just simplicity, and I'm not sure. I wasn't there when they purchased it, honestly.
Well, exactly. But because if you're talking about e-commerce, all right, Shopify, I would not suggest you to go for Shopify, all right, because of limited sales things and everything about it, all right, while I will suggest you guys to go for WordPress and not Shopify at all.
Oh, we hate WordPress. We're with WordPress right now. Despise it.
You do?
Yeah.
What was the website developed for you guys on Shopify? Can I have a look?
I don't know when it was, because our website is currently WordPress. I don't know when the last time this website has been updated. I know it's been over 5 years, that I know. And Shopify, it's been just over a year for sure that we've been slowly working on creating an online store that way.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't have any of the answers for you for anything else.
Not a problem. I'm just checking the back end of the website, like how the website was built, what language was used to build. I'm just checking on that.
Do you want me to send you the login information for our WordPress account, or should I send that to Eddie?
I would love it. Send it to Eddie, please.
Okay, I will do that right away.
Peace.
Okay, I just sent it over to Eddie through Teamwork.
Okay. All right, well, your website does have a PHP portal attached to it as well. So do you have the access to that as well? If you go on to online learning, it's, you know, redirecting you over to a portal?
Yes. So Eddie told me we didn't need access to that, but that's not for us users. It's actually for our students.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so when they purchase an online course, that's where they get their login information. Like, we provide them manually
that
with
might
a
be
login
connected to a database as well. That might be connected to a database as well.
Yeah, I don't know that database. If you need that information, I can get that for you.
Sure. So you will be our point of contact, correct? Or do you have anyone else that will be on the phone with us as well?
I will be the main point of contact. There's also Sean, but unfortunately he doesn't have a plan that can call U.S. numbers. So it would all just be through email, but I can be the main point of contact.
Oh, no, that's okay. Well, if you're the point of contact, then that will be no problem, because we will be, you know, suggesting with some of the things that we always suggest to our clients, all right, for the betterment of their website, all right, and for their business as well. But I'm pretty sure that this business has been running for almost 20 years, if I'm not wrong.
This business?
Yes, Rescue Canada.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I did a little bit of research, because we always do a little bit of research when we have a client on board to see what and how do they want it, all right? So just a clear idea. All right, Rescue Canada, the website that we have right now, I'm pretty sure that you do want to go ahead and have the most advanced thing, all right, on the website.
Yes.
All right, so I want to hear about your idea specifically, Kendra. Like, what do you think, like, it should be on the website to make it look more interesting for Rescue Canada, for people to engage into it? Because I can see there's a red color, blue color, dark blue, green, and stuff and all right? So I just wanted to hear from you. Like, what do you think, and what is your idea for the website?
Well, I know I just want the whole look overall to be just updated. It's so old school. It looks like a kid's coloring book to me, honestly. I do not like how it's not user-friendly. Unfortunately, we've been receiving lots of calls this past year of people that can't navigate our website. Some of the information is outdated, which I know is on our end to update. I would love to see when people book courses online that everything is automated. Our secretary right now, she is swamped doing all these entering everyone's information, credit card information, and setting them up manually in the back end to receive their online courses.
Manually?
Yes,
guys are doing it all manually on WordPress?
Oh, well, I don't know how she does it, honestly.
She might be downloading the CSV file first and then getting all of the, you know, information at one place and then just, you know, writing it all down. So that is a pretty lengthy process, I suppose.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know exactly how the process works. I just know that she has to manually create student profiles and student key IDs for them.
Okay.
Oh, I know. It's so bad.
It's frustrating just listening to it. Like, you have manually download everything. If I were in the place to go ahead and do this job, I would have, you know, died.
I know. She's been doing it for 11 years, and honestly, this woman is a saint. She's been working here for 11 years, so I don't know how long this online course has been going on, but anyways, she's a saint for staying with us and for being so patient, but I need to, like, I want that to be fixed for sure.
Kendra, can you just give me, like, 1 minute? Sorry to cut you off. My apologies for this, but can you give
me
5 minutes? Because our internet is restarting. They were having a glitch, so they're restarting the whole server. So I can give you like 5 minutes. Would that be okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for that, all right?
Yeah.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye.